Welcome back, Glibbers of all shapes, sizes, and
genders.
Colors and genders. I almost forgot my own little catchphrase. I'm T-Buds, motherfuckers. What's going on?
I'm Blue Smoke. How y'all doing today?
And this is Ghetto is F
Movie Discussions and Molester. He's being a BN right now.
BN.
Gosh. Molester, if you ever listen to one of these.
Fuck you.
Yeah. You give us a fucking call.
You be in Delaware.
Be in Delaware.
Delaware.
Delaware. No, Delaware is being you. That's it.
Yeah.
Delaware is being you, Molester. But anyway,
back to our show.
BFP. You down with BFP?
You know me.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So,
got a good show?
We got a good show for you today. So BFP. We got BFP walking around the studio today. So anyway, we're going to talk about a movie today.
Yes, we are.
big fucking surprise. We're going to talk about a movie and get on messing with movie discussions. This movie...
Why the fuck we talk about movies?
I haven't seen this movie. I don't really get out and see much movies, but T-Buzz has been seeing movies a lot lately. We're gonna go soon, and we're going to see some movies together, so...
Together.
Yeah, so...
Share the popcorn.
When you get to the bottom. Surprise, surprise!
Motherfucker, you nasty. Yeah. Turn on over there, motherfucker.
No, motherfucker, I'm just laughing at what you said.
I don't feel comfortable down here.
BFP is looking at your string, motherfucker.
That's what she said.
All right, but don't pull on that too hard. You're going to get sick. But anyway, no, we're going to talk about... I digress. We're going to talk about a movie. It's The Strangers.
Ooh.
The Strangers.
Oh.
We think that's actually a good movie. I saw the peers that I actually want to see. I think it might be pretty good. T-Buzz over here, he saw it, and he actually gives it a good rating. So
I give it a
this is
a,
I think this
rating.
Is probably our first movie discussion that
it's
we're
positive.
Actually, that we're actually talking about a good movie instead of a bad movie. So we thought maybe it was time to do a little diversity, do a little thing, a little bit of both. So people are going to comment saying, "All you guys do is bash movies." Well, no, we don't.
Wait, fuck you.
If you
think that anyways.
If you,
I don't
yeah.
give a shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, The Strangers.
I'll let T-Buzz talk about it.
Strangers is about a man and a woman, you know. The man makes a romantic getaway at a cabin after his friend's wedding, but they have a fight because he wants to ask the girl to marry him, but she says no.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they have conflict the whole time. So then all of a sudden people start knocking on the door asking for somebody, and it's like, who the fuck is this bitch? I don't know who it is. The husband's like, I need to, or the boyfriend, he's not the husband. He wants to be the husband, but he don't get none. He get none.
None.
He's zero.
Zero.
So he's like, I need to drive around and think. So he drives around, of course, and leaves the bitch by herself.
Sad montage.
And, of course, fucking... No sad montage. Okay. The guy just disappears. And all of a sudden, crazy shit starts happening. The people in masks that we see in the fucking previews start coming and, like, sneaking
in the house. By the way, are there going to be spoilers in this?
Oh, no, there's no spoilers.
You're not going to spoil the ending or anything?
There's nothing to spoil. You don't find out who the killers are. You don't find out why they do it. It's like, at the beginning of the movie, they say there's so many, like, there's blah, 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 like 14 million random violent acts. And that's kind of like what the movie is. It's just like a random violent act. It's supposedly, I read online that supposedly, like, the writer of this movie had, like, something happen where somebody knocked, like, at the beginning of the movie, somebody knocks on the door and is like, is blah, blah, blah there? Is like Karen there? I don't think that's the name she used. And they're like, no. And then they're like, oh, okay, then I'll go. And I guess that happened to the writer. Somebody knocked on his door asking for somebody. And he's like, no, they don't live here. And I guess it was like people would come like and knock on his door, like people's doors and see if they were home. And if they didn't respond... Like they would rob people's houses.
No shit.
So it's kind of like he used that for the movie.
Oh, I see. I get
so
it.
It's kind of like they use like it's like a random act of violence. Like they just like they even say it, you know, in the previews. It's like, why are you doing this? Because you were home. You know,
oh,
it's a little spooky. But and then it's like, you know, it's basically her. The husband comes back, and it's her and the husband trying to avoid these three masked people trying to kill them. And at the end, of course, they get caught, and you know, blah 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 blah. But and they die. Okay, spoiler, I guess, if you care. I don't think you care. It's good that they died. I'm glad that they didn't just, like, run away and be like, thank God we're safe now.
Yeah.
thank goodness.
Yeah, but, and all of a sudden it's sunny at the end of the last scene.
Yeah, it's like, thank God.
It's sunny now, the next day.
The psycho mask people. But what was really scary about this movie, there wasn't a lot, there was a few pop, like, you know, how the horror movies now, it's like popping out.
Yeah, and loud noises.
Yeah, like, not much of that. What's scary as shit about it is, like, the girl is, like, it's a really quiet movie. Not much background music, nothing. Like, the girl is, like, just sitting in the kitchen. It's like you just see the guy, one of the mask guys, standing in, like, the back room in the dark just staring at her. And it's just got, like, that really scary. It's got that creepy, like, feel to it where it's, like, you always, like, see them behind the character, but the characters never know they're there.
Oh, I
but
see.
They don't, it's not like they grab them and, like, jump out. It's just that creepy effect. That
they're watching that them. That they're watching don't know them
and not and the people not knowing it. It could really happen to anybody. If someone sneaks into your house, they could be watching you. You never know.
Yep.
It's scurry. It's scurry
like
shit.
There was this one story. If I could test you for a moment, there was this one story about someone that we knew. About
Clown Doll.
Yeah, the Clown Doll thing. They were someone we knew that they were babysitting. The normal family they babysit for, and she was watching TV in the family room. And there was this weird, like, clown statue standing in the corner.
Yeah.
So she's getting creeped out by it because it looks pretty fucking scary and everything. Clowns are creepy in general. Clowns are creepy. So she's getting scared, and so she calls up the mom.
Wicked scared.
She calls up the mom on the phone and asks if she can move the clown doll in the family room because it's scaring her. And the mom, like, starts freaking out. She's like, get the F out of the house. Get the kid and get the F out of the house right now and call the police. And so they find out later that the guy gets caught, and it turns out that the clown doll was really a guy that escaped from, like, a mental institution.
Yeah, he was, like, catatonic schizophrenic.
Yeah, he was, like, a catatonic, so, like, he was able to stand really still. Yeah, and just, like, he
like
was,
a, like a wax sculpture.
Yeah, because I guess the mother, like, found that out because earlier in the week, the kid would come into the mom's room in the middle of the night and say that there's a clown in his closet and he's scared. Yeah. But the mom's just like, no, there's nothing in your closet. So he went back to bed.
Fucking mom.
So that's pretty scary.
I got a similar story like that.
Watching you.
One of my friends, she was talking on the phone with, like, one of her friends. You know how bitches do.
Yeah.
And, like, she's sitting on the couch and, like, kind of like my house, my crib, for all you that haven't been. The couch where you watch TV, the kitchen is behind it. Like, there's a counter and a kitchen behind it.
The doll.
Yeah, oh no, we don't talk about
that.
We don't talk about that.
That's fucking. If we talked about the clown doll in Adam's house, fucking T-Buzz's house, I don't know who fucking Adam. If we talked about the clown doll in fucking T-Buzz's house, then.
Sorry. It'd be scary as fuck.
It would know, and it would be like waiting for us when we got back.
It'd be waiting, smoking a cigarette with a baseball bat, be like, you fucking talk about me, bitch? Talk about me behind my fucking back?
Okay, so tell us your story.
So this girl, you know, so it has a kitchen counter behind the couch,
yeah, no.
So you really can't see. And then, like, I guess her mom's bath or bedroom is, like, connected to the kitchen area because her mom lives downstairs because her mom has hip problems. So I guess she's talking on the phone and her mom's not home. And, like, she's talking on the phone. And all of a sudden she's like, okay, you know, let's call the other girl, Karen. She's like, okay, Karen, I got to get going. And then all of a sudden she hears, like, on the phone, like, goodbye, Karen. And it was a man's voice, and she's like, what the fuck? And, like, Karen's like,
is this in a movie or is this real life?
No, this is real life.
Oh, shit.
And she's like, and friend Karen's like, get the F out of the, like, hide somewhere. Get the F out of the house and call the police or something. So this bitch, for some reason, goes into the.
T-Buzz got a call.
Okay. Stop talking about this and talk about the movie. Fuck you, text message. So, I finished the story first, motherfucker. It's almost over. So, for some dumb reason, like a horror movie, the bitch decides to hide in the basement and call the police. And as she fucking goes in the basement, she can hear, like, something run, like, on the roof, or, like, not the roof, but, like,
above her.
So it's, like, from her mom's room out the door. So it was, like, and she talked on the phone for, like, 2 hours and didn't hear, like, anything open or anything. So, like, this motherfucker could have been, like, watching her, like, behind her the whole time, and she could have never known.
Yes, that's what makes this movie.
That's what makes
scary.
It scary. It's really creepy, and especially if you live in a secluded house in the middle of the fucking woods, it's scurry shit, man.
Very scurry.
The only problem I did have about this shit, though, there was of course, it's a horror movie, so it's gonna have a few flaws. It's like the guy finds a shotgun because it's his dad's, like, it's his dad's old cabin. So it's like, I used to go hunting with my dad. I know there's a shotgun here. We can use it to protect ourselves. I'm like, good. Those motherfuckers ain't getting near you, motherfucker. So he like loads it up. He's like, I hope I remember how to use this. I haven't used it since I was a kid. I was like, motherfucker, you better know how to use that shit. I'm like the fucking loud.
You know that's gonna be his flaw. Like later, he's gonna be like, oh no, I don't remember how to use it.
Oh no, he does. And
oh, I know. I'm just saying.
He shoots the fuck out of his friend because his friend comes to pick him up because like of the fight between him and his wife.
Oh,
like, I digress. Anyways, so he. But it's like, I was like the fucking black people in the movie. I'm fucking screaming my head off. I'm like, motherfucker, don't go in there. The masked motherfucker's over there. Don't go. Don't go, motherfucker. You better know how to shoot that fucking gun.
Yeah.
I'm like screaming at the screen. But the one problem I had was they figure out that like they see the people by like an old shack in like his backyard. And he's like, I think they're hiding in the shack. That's how they're watching us because they can see us through the windows. So I'm like, oh, shit. What the fuck are you going to do, man? And like, instead of like being like, let's just run. I have this gun. If any of these three motherfuckers come near me, I'll shoot the fuck out of them. What does he say? I'm going to go inspect the shack. You stay here, honey, in this dark, empty house with a broken window that these people can just fucking come kill you. And I was like, dude, grab your bitch. Be like, okay, let me just squeeze the titties just in case. You know, one last time. And just get the fuck out of the house and be like, if any of these three, because there's only three of them, if any of these three motherfuckers come near me, I'm going to shoot the fuck out of them. Shoot the fuck out of them. But he doesn't do that. But other than that.
Of course, and they wouldn't have a movie.
But other than that, the movie was awesome. A lot of people didn't like it because of the fact that it's not torture porn. You know, we don't see people getting their face melted off by acid and shit like that.
All the horrible Saw movies.
Yeah, like all the Saw, or the new Saw movies and all the fucking. Basically, like Hostel and all
that
shit.
Just go over the top.
Or yeah, or like The Hills Have Eyes. It's nothing like that. It's like an old original horror movie where it creeps. It's not scary. It's kind of scary when you watch it, but then when you go home, it scares the fuck out of you because you're like, somebody could be watching me right now, like in a movie, and I wouldn't fucking know. I wouldn't know. But a lot of people gave it bad criticism because they're like, we don't know who the people are. Why are they doing this? Well, if you read the fucking paragraph the first minute of the movie, you'd understand that it's a random act. Serial killers sometimes don't have reasons. They just want to fucking kill people because they have nothing better to do.
Yep.
So my review on this movie is two titties way to fuck up. I think all of you motherfuckers should go see it and be scared just like T-Buzz.
That's a pretty good review.
Yep.
Pretty good review. I want to go see it now. I'm planning on going to see it. So, okay, we're going to get to the pick of the day now.
Pick of the motherfucking day.
This song is pretty ridiculous, pretty funny.
Ridonkulous.
It's Careless Whispers by George Michael, everybody. Wham. So, enjoy the song and pick of the day.
Silver screen.
Okay, all you motherfuckers, stop fucking on our show. We didn't play that so you guys can get your coming on. We played it so we
it's
can
gross.
Get... Yeah, I know.
It's gross. It's explicit.
All right. So that's all the time we got for today. We reviewed The Strangers. Two yep. Titties way up for T-Buds. Blue Smoke. Hopefully we'll go see it.
It sounds like the same for me.
Okay. Make sure you check out our MySpace page,
www.myspace.com/T-Buds630.
That's T-B-U-D-Z. 630. All right. Leave us a comment. Talk to you later, motherfuckers.
Peace and love, Jamba Juice.
Woo! Titties!